Tune in, turn on, and chill out for a couple of hours on Friday afternoons and enter the Friday Freak Zone with Paul. 2:30 to 4:30. Hear music from 60s psychedelia, 70s prog rock, blues and folk to 80s post-punk and recent releases, and all with an ear out for the quirky and unusual. The Friday Freak Zone.
This is not the BBC.
I see the ocean of tears in your eyes, filled with compassion beyond the sky. Nothing will worsen the pain you feel. I feel the same, so I know that it's real. Smile just to cover your soul that hurts. Praying for someone who's putting you first. Love and affection is all you need. I need the same, so I know that it's real. Love is amazing. You are amazing. Life seems to bless everything you touch. Heart full of love, but it's never enough. Feelings that can't be explained with words. Praying for someone who knows your worth. By your side, searching, you tried everything in the world. Peace that you need is inside yourself.
Love will free your mind. Love will free your mind. Love will free your mind. Your love will.
I see a vision that's inside your heart. Forgive the child that was scared of the dark. Unlearn the lies you told yourself. You deserve more and you have the strength. Everyone changes, we all have the choice. Some say the same and others find joy. Life is a gift and I'm glad I have you. I will stay solid, God, I will stay true. Life is amazing. You are a blessing.
Ah. Beats, Rhythms, and Stoops right here on 98.1 FM Dial, Irirangio, Fangaroa, Raglan Community Radio. That was Salt off one of their new of many albums, Untitled God. Is that one album? The track is Level for Your Mind. We got 90 minutes of hot jams for you, all new music that's come out over the last few weeks. I'm DJ Benny L. This is Summer Breeze, Gott Street Park, and Rosie Lowe.
Tell me where to go. Always, always. sometimes people break into my brother. It won't always feel true. And if I always understand, I tell you then and there, the way she left you feeling is the opposite of care. It's the opposite of care. The opposite of care. The way you left me feeling is the opposite of care. It's the opposite of care. And what's the feeling?
Tuesday afternoon, 1:30 to 3, down in Aotearoa, Monday evenings, 7:30 to 9, right here in NYC. That was Jonah Yano off the album Always, The Speed of Sound, the track Always. We still got so much hot rhythms for you this evening. This is Move 78 Flight Instructions, the track Ultra Natural. Goodness, I'm looking at these jams coming up, and they're looking mighty, mighty fine. I'm DJ Benny L, Cross 110th, Beats, Ritmos, and Stoops. You're listening to Crosswalk 10th, Beats, Rhythms, and Stoops. We're having a direct with DJ Benny out right here on 98.1 FM dial. Edie Dongyo, Fangaro, that was Move 78, the track Flight Instructions off the album Ultra Natural. And we got plenty of rhythms for you tonight. This is Duval Timothy off the album Mutate, track Mutate. About an hour plus of rhythms for you right here on 98.1 FM dial. Edie Dongyo, Fangaro at Raglan Community Radio. Thank you. Tune in live and direct every Tuesday, 1:30 to 3 Aotearoa afternoons and 9:30 to 11 NYC Monday evenings. Across 110th Street, Beats, Ritmos, and Stoops with DJ Benny L. Right here, 98.1 on your FM dial. Live streaming at raglanradio.com and podcasting each week at across110thstreet.podomatic.com.
Hi Raglan, Wayne, Super Values. Come in and check out our great specials with over 1,000 every week. If you are a gold card holder, every second Tuesday is for you. Present your card and receive an instant 5% discount on your purchases, including all existing specials. Our community cash grants are available to all local clubs and organisations. Our New Zealand Post and KiwiBank staff are here to help. We look forward to seeing you in store and being part of this great Raglan community.
On the air, on the web, 24/7, raglanradio.com.
Respectable.
110th, Beats Rhythms and Stoops, right here on 98.1 FM dial, Iridangio Fangaroa. Listen to lots of good tracks. That was Queer Path Ensemble. Before that was Hector Morlay, Mavin Dave, and this is Persian Empire, About the Grave of My Father.
Thank you. راستی خاله شیدا و شریف و خاله شهلا و شیرین و امیر و خاله شیبا و طلا و حسین و دیگه بگم مامان بزرگ و بابا علادین و دای شهریار و دای شهاب و حسام و نگر خانوم و همه و همه به تو سلام میرسونن، همه ماجد میکنن، همه دلشون تنگ شده.
Thank you. So I wanted to contribute myself. I was writing down and putting all the categories together. I ain't got no money, I ain't got no job blues, I ain't got no woman blues. Then I said, wait a minute, see, I don't want to waste no categories. I ain't got no money blues, I ain't got no job blues, I ain't got no woman blues. Hell, them the same thing. Because if I could get me a job, I could make me some money, I could call me a lady. I'd be doing a whole bunch better. So I put them all in the same category. But I wrote other pieces of blues information. Because what had happened was that I had found out later on, unfortunately, in my education about people like Langston Hughes, about people like Sterling Brown, about people like County Cullen and Gene Toomer and Claude McKay. And these people had taken the blues as a poetry form back in the 20s and the teens during the Harlem Renaissance. And they had fine-tuned the blues. They had sanded it down so that it became a remarkable sort of an art form. But what happened is that in many instances, we didn't learn about that. We learned about the kind of poetry that nobody could understand. Like on 17th Street, 9th Avenue, when I was a teenager, man, we didn't want to hear nothing about poetry. Somebody say something about poetry, we say, oh yeah, where's he at? Bring him on over here. Because we was into shooting the jumper. That was damn near all. So in the 9th grade, like a teacher sneaked up on us and put these pieces of paper on the table, told everybody to read them, and then tell them what we thought about it. So I said, well, so I ain't I looked at the poem. The poem said, what now outside the wall I see a shadow of an image me. I said, well, goddamn, let me read this again. What now outside the wall? In the back of the room, somebody said, hey, this must be deep. And you know, like, this must be deep. It's like a drape that we throw over everything. You know, like what we must be, this must be deep means that, like, I recognize all of these words individually. But damn if I can get anything out of the order in which they currently appear. This must be deep. I mean, because you figure must be deep is in this book. You say, well, why the hell would they put it in this book if it didn't mean nothing? Because ordinarily you read that, don't mean nothing. You say, hey, this must be nonsense. But you don't want to say that with the teacher standing right next to you. They say, why you give me this, you know? So you say, hey, this must be deep. And what happens is that a lot of folks get ready to write poetry, that's what they decide they're going to be deep. They decide they're going to be poetic. So they come up to me, people come up to me sometimes and say, hey, read my poem, I read it. Put it outside the wall, I see. And the only thing I can say to them is, hey, this must be deep. Because like being influenced by the kind of poetry that we were all introduced to, people feel as though like the way to be poetic is to make sure that there's certain little parts of it can't nobody understand. Why would you need a poet to make things more complex? Two winos to make things more complex. One of them say to the other one, well, is it best if you got you? And the other one look at him right serious and say, yeah. And they communicated. You see, if communication is what it's all about, as far as most people sitting around watching, it could have been two poets talking to one another. They didn't have a clue. So the idea became not only to use ideas that were familiar to people in the community, but to use the language that everybody could understand. Of course, this poetry was always put down as street poetry because, of course, that's where the people were. People were on the street, and these were the people that you wanted to communicate with. Did an idea one time about how often it is that folks brother and sister one another, and how rare it is that something actually comes out of that that people can grasp onto. Did a poem about the fact that oftentimes the people who are doing the most talking and the kind of conversations that you run into around this neighborhood should be the ones doing the most listening. The poem we did was called Billy Green is Dead. The economy's in an uproar. The whole damn country's in the red. The tax affairs is going up. What? You say Billy Green is dead. The government can't decide on busing, or at least that's what they said. Yeah, I heard you when you told me. You said Billy Green was dead. Let me tell you about these hot pants that this big leg sister wore when I was partying the other night. What'd you say? Billy took an overdose. Well now, junkies will be junkies, but did you see Gunsmoke last night? Man, they had themselves a shootout and folks was dying left and right. At the end when Mac was gone and I had damn near give up hope. Why you keep on interrupting me? You say my son is taking dope. Well then call the law and call the doctor. What you mean I shouldn't scream? My only son is on narcotics and I stand here like I'm pleased. Is that familiar anybody? Check out what's inside your head, you see. Never seems to matter. It's Billy Green. He's dead.
Enough respect to the Red Robin Reggae Rodeo.
Yeah, you're in the Red Robin's Reggae Rodeo.
This is the Reggae Rodeo every Friday from 6 till 8 with your host Red Robin here out of Raglan. It's a fantastic Friday night.
Red Robin Reggae Rodeo.
Looking to purchase property in Raglan? Then contact Raglan Real Estate. Maybe you're looking to sell in your property. Once again, contact Raglan Real Estate. Maybe you're looking for a rental. Get in touch with the experts at Raglan Real Estate. They're in the heart of town at 21 Bow Street, or give them a call on 825-8669. Raglan Real Estate.
What do we more in the good name?
Yo! Oh! Away ha!
Tiny we are fit owing a good name!
Yo! Oh! Away ha!
Radio Whangaroa 98.1 FM.
Thank you.
You're listening to Cross 110th, Beats with Moses Stoops, Lavender Liquid, DJ Benny L right here on 98.1 FM dial, Edie Dongio, Fangaro. That was Sarate, Cold War, and Fote. Remember to look out for the signs. It's a new Floating Point, Someone Close, and we got one more track after this for you. Next week, we're probably going to take the week off as we will be on our way to Aotearoa. Believe it or not, yes, coming on down to Fangaroa next week, midweek. Very excited to be in and around Fangaroa for a few weeks' time. It's a blessing to be able to do that. So the week after next, we should be broadcasting live and direct from the studio, which will be lovely and fun. I got to remember how to do that. Yeah, so you'll see DJ Benny, myself in town. It's going to be almost maybe a bit surreal, I feel, to be back in Raglan after, how many years has it been? 2015 was the last time I was there. So, goodness gracious, almost 7 years. So much has happened in the world and life. The world keeps spinning as it does. The globe keeps cruising in the infinity of its infancy. This is Floating Points, the track Someone Close. I'm DJ Benny L. Every Tuesday afternoon, right here on Raglan Community Radio, 1:30 to 3. At the same time, we're coming at you tonight live and direct from the 110th Street Studio here in New York City. It's 8:39 in the evening here in New York City, meaning it's 2:39 down in Aotearoa. It's a blessing to be part of Raglan Community Radio for all these years. Such a privilege. Very grateful for it, to be able to broadcast from a distant distance. Floating Points on DJ Benny L. Beats, Rhythms, and Stoops, live in a rag with DJ Benny out right here on 98.1 FM dial, Iri Dangi O Fangaroa, every Tuesday afternoon, 1:30 to 3, Monday evenings, live in a rag from NYC, 7:30 to 9, that was Floating Points, the track Someone Close, and we're going to finish off for you this afternoon's show, this evening's show, with some Ahmad Jamal, live in Paris, 1971. This is the track Bogota. Next week, we're going to take a break. Most probably going to be in translation from Cali down to Aotearoa at the airport, checking in, getting things sorted. But we'll see you the week after down in Raglan in the studio. It's been a minute, but we can't wait to come back. I'm DJ Benny. We will see you soon. Cross 110th. This is Ahmad Jamal.
Yeah.